Hi, I'm Wendy Douglas, and this is 10 Minute Tuesday, where we bring you news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri in less than 10 minutes. We work hard on our broadcast, and we would love to incorporate your details as well. Please send your events and sports photos, any type of information you have about the Carthage community to info@carthagenewsonline.com. Leading our headlines today, we have a story from our medical community regarding COVID. Six of our regional hospitals have reached out to our area leaders to explain that their facilities are near capacity in working with COVID patients. Area leaders of the medical community, such as Mercy Hospital, Freeman Health System, Kansas City University Community Clinic, Access Family Healthcare, and Jasper County Public Health, has reached out to our local leaders to urge them to take the lead on this issue and ultimately enact another mask mandate for the cities of Joplin, Webb City, Carl Junction, Carthage, Neosho, and all of Jasper and Newton counties. CDC guidelines on COVID-19 suggest staying distant from one another, wearing a mask, and washing your hands to prevent the spread of the illness. With that, we're going to turn to David for additional headlines.
Hey, I'm David, Carthage News Online. Here's a look at news and sports. On Saturday afternoon, a pursuit that started in Carterville ended with a man firing at officers before turning the gun on himself. You can find out more details at carthagenewsonline.com or on the Carthage Press Facebook page. Lowell Davis was laid to rest over the weekend. A video of that service is available to view on the Red Oak 2 Facebook page. Again, prayers go out to the Davis family and their loss there. I know the entire community is going to miss the artist and the man, Lowell Davis. So prayers. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held this Friday, 1 to 6 p.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on East Fairview. Donating blood is very important, especially in these times with COVID and uncertainty, so I know the American Red Cross would appreciate it. All those that can make it out to donate blood. Over in sports, the All-COC boys soccer team was announced. First team is Angel Ordonez, Adrian Garrido, and George Latham. Again, that is first team. Second team, Marco Valdez and Jesus Alvarado. And then honorable mention goes to Walter Mejia. So good job to the All-COC boys team there. Overall, the boys soccer team finished with an 18-4 record and 7-2 in the COC, which was good enough for second, just behind to the undefeated Neosho. So great job there, boys soccer. Over in football, this sucked. We gave it our best, but we just couldn't overcome a series of mistakes. Lost to Webb City, 42-21. In my Friday prediction, I said 42-41 in favor of Carthage. I got one of the numbers right, wrong team. So I guess there's always next year.
Well, we can't fault David for being optimistic on the Carthage lead on Friday. With that, we're going to turn to weather. This week, we expect mostly sunny and upper 60s in the weather. Rain possible on Saturday and cooler on Sunday. And with that, we're going to turn it over to John. He's going to talk a little bit about meteors that you have to be quick to catch this week.
If you like to go out and look at the sky and you're interested in getting up way early in the morning, and it's even if it's a little chilly, this week, the Leonids meteor shower peaks pretty much all this week. It really peaks. It peaked last night, early this morning. But if you go out anytime after midnight, between midnight and dawn, you have a good chance to see more meteors than you would normally see. This is a meteor shower that sometimes creates meteor storms, although that's normally when it's created by the orbit, when the Earth passes through the dust trail left by a comet called Temple Tuttle. And this comet orbits the sun every 33 years. Last time it was around was 1998. It's not due back until 2000, you know, about 10 years, 10 years or so. So when it's close to the time when the, or when we go pass through the trail, after, right after it's passed through, we get a pretty good meteor storm sometimes. But 10 to 15 meteors per hour probably is a good number to expect. Like I say, between midnight and dawn, if you want to get up early, you might also catch sight of Venus and then Mercury. Mercury is a hard planet to spot. But right as the sun is coming up, you'll catch sight of Venus, of course, is the brightest planet in the sky. And then Mercury is a little, is dimmer. And it'll be coming up just before, you'll see it just before the sun comes up. So that's something that's interesting to see. News from the fire department. They got a new fire truck. Carthage City Council on Tuesday got a chance to see the fire department's new engine pumper. It's a brand new model. Costs a little more than $500,000 to buy, but the city's on a kind of a schedule to purchase and make sure it's keeping its machinery, its equipment for the fire department as up to date as possible.
Congratulations to the fire department on their new truck. With that, turning to events, we have some details on Carthage R9. They are honoring Diabetes Awareness Month tomorrow in remembrance of one of their students who passed away from undiagnosed diabetes last April. Students are encouraged to wear blue or gray. Some of the warning signs for diabetes and signs and symptoms are excessive thirst, frequent urination, sudden weight loss, constant hunger, blurry vision, numbness and tingling in the hands and feet, feeling very tired, dry skins, and wounds that heal slowly. In our conversations with Mercy Children's Center, we discussed diabetes awareness and also included some flu-like symptoms that may lead to the emergency room. It's encouraged to check your sugars from time to time and keep some of those symptoms in mind when looking for medical care for your child. Additional events this weekend, we have Art Central has an exhibition, two friends, Paintings in Oil with Ina Naide and Mary Datum. It's a great exhibit. I've seen it myself. Really gorgeous photos. And then some really great items that are price pointed for any budget and some that you can hang on your tree. Also, they have their artist auction, which is a silent auction honoring Art Central and the works there. There's 47 pieces, 3x5s, that are donated by area artists to raise money for Art Central. So stop by and see that if you can. They're open Fridays from noon to 5 and Saturday from noon to 5 as well. Additionally, we have tours of the Felt House. Those will be available for holiday tours. You can go to carthagehistoricpreservation.org/tours and sign up for a private tour with all of the CDC guidelines in place. Additionally, on Monday, and we have this on our events calendar, Carthage Cub Stouts will have a dessert auction. So if you're looking for some treats right before the holidays, there's a good chance you'll find something at the dessert auction. With that, again, I'm going to close and give you an invitation to send us your news, events, and sports. Any photos we have or would be greatly appreciated. And the email address is info@carthagenewsonline.com. Thank you for joining us.